traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Gather around to another episode of Red Pill Tamales. This is Wednesday's public episode. We got DJ producer Big Rob in the building.
What's going on, everybody? Happy to be here.
I got a little extra protein, it looks like. I don't know if that's lint in my coffee or that might be some of that George Soros Klaus Schwab protein they want us to get. It might be a bug in my coffee. So, hey, added protein, right? That's what they want us to do.
You know his son will probably be pushing for that cricket paste and something else in the near future.
You talking about George Soros' son?
Yeah. That's starting hot for people, isn't it, already?
Yeah, we coming in already talking about Soros. Hey, this is a public episode. Wait a minute
whoa,
now.
Whoa.
I will be at the house of... Yeah. Hold on now. Hey, Rob, you trying to get all my pages canceled. I will be at the House of Blues this Friday. Last minute, people, get your tickets or try to take a chance and walk up. So, hey, good luck with that. We'll see you guys Friday, H-Town House of Blues. After that, we have Oklahoma City, Chicago, Arlington, Texas, and many more. Hit up the website, chingobling.com, por favor, believe it. Sas.
Hell yeah, man. People are excited for that show. House of Blues, first time ever or first time in a long time performing there, comedy?
First time in a long time. I've only done comedy once. Well, this is going to be my first time doing comedy. I've only performed there once a long time ago in the small room doing music.
Nice. Well, I was on your website looking go ahead.
No, go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Well, I was going to say, if you go to chingobling.com on the homepage, you'll see that you can get the awesome Red Pill blend, aka Chingo Bling's coffee, right on the front page. Is a direct link to it. Dude, I've said it before, but I haven't said it in a while. That is some of the smoothest coffee I've had, and I'm not just saying that. And we drink a ton of coffee. I got coffee right here. I drink it all the time. That is some of the smoothest.
And not only is it smooth, bro, it's pretty damn strong, too, because... Like this particular batch that I got, you may not have one of these, but this is espresso ground.
Oh no!
So it's finely ground up. Marisol used to complain about the regular grind, mm-hmm. and she'd be like, "Our stuff is weak. Our stuff is weak." You know, she's like, "It's weak compared to Bustelo." And this
dang,
and that.
Every time it's like a shot to Chingo, it's like, "Ah, I developed that. Ah, I made that."
I can't take credit. Shout out to Aaron from Grind Ops Coffee Co. But I did call Aaron. I was like, "Hey, bro. My wife over here complaining, talking about it ain't giving it the caffeine kick." I said, go ahead and send me a batch. Send me some bags with the fine ground, like espresso grounds. And sure enough, she's like, this is the strongest stuff. She's like, it's stronger than anything else we have or have tried. If you overdo it, you will get a little headache. You got to be careful, man, because it packs a punch if you get it ground up like that, which I think we're just gonna make them all like that.
Right? Yeah, you might as well, dude. These days, Americans in general are fiends for caffeine. I know I am, and anything that makes you feel like you're getting that little bit of extra productivity, that little extra bit of like buzz as soon as your day starts, I think is a positive.
I literally just woke up from like a little 15 minute nap because last night, man, speaking of House of Blues, I don't know, maybe I have PTSD from the last time I performed there, and yeah, it was a debacle. So I really do think I have like PTSD from that because I literally had an adult nightmare. I'm 43 and I had a nightmare. I had a dream that I showed up in my drawers with no pants, like that I showed up and forgot my pants. And I was like literally in my dream, it felt like a forever. It might have been a 5 minute dream, but it felt like 30 minutes of me just like, all right, there's got to be a mall around here. How could I have forgotten my pants? And like the people at the mall, at the store, it's like endless. And like, I'm like, there's 2 comedians going on before me. Then it's my turn. Like, hurry up because like we're next door and I need some pants.
That dude, that's like a perfect start to like your next music video or maybe your next intro to a comedy special where that's the plot. Like you're sleeping, you have a nightmare, like, you're fucking cold sweats. Yeah. And then you run to the stage.
Speaking of music video, man, I'm actually editing. I don't know if we could call it a music video, but it's like a visualizer. I don't know what these kids call them these days, but I finally dove into a bunch of this old footage that I have of me as a young buck, young whippersnapper. I'm in the editing software. If anybody understands Final Cut Pro, I've already watched some tutorials and I'm running into some headaches. That's why What Did He Says episode did not go up Monday. It's my fault, because I think what I did wrong is, like, maybe all the files were not how they were supposed to be, like, imported the proper way or something, but it would export without audio. So I had to delete it off of Facebook and YouTube. But anyway, this is Red Pill Tamales, and luckily Rob is in charge of this week's episodes as I prepare and get ready. I did not go to jiu-jitsu today. I skipped jiu-jitsu today because I had to, like, go drop off posters, buy some last minute VIP passes for some of the sponsors, like, go get edged up, like, just like running around. I had to go to the P.O. box and pick up that shirt.
Yes.
From ChingoTheMerch.com. ChingoTheMerch.com. I had to check up on some of the merch we're having made. I should probably go throw that shirt on, man, so we could advertise. But we already started the show. Maybe for Thursday's episode and Friday episode.
Yes, perfect time, though, also to plug that. ChingoTheMerch.com. We're going to have a really special announcement for our current patrons and then anybody that signs up going forward when it comes to ChingoTheMerch.com. So take the time now to sign up, even if it's for a free trial, even if it means that you're going to get the 7-day trial. We're still going to give you the perk that we're going to announce to the current. Oh, there we go. Now you got the vibe going.
A little backlit.
Yeah. So either go to ChingoBlee.com and sign up for the newsletter, or just go ahead and go to patreon.com/redpiltamales. Become an agent, a captain, a lieutenant for free, 7-day trial, and you'll take advantage of that perk.
How long is that offer? Does that last?
It's permanent, dude. It's permanent. So the 7-day trial is permanent. And then if you become a patron, we're going to have constant ChingoTheMerch.com perks for those. For not captain. Well, captain will get the biggest one, obviously. But if you join, you'll get a perk at any tier.
If you join, you get a perk at any tier.
Yeah, on the merch.
So the 7-day free trial, like, if somebody doesn't take advantage, like a month from now, can they get a 7-day free trial?
No, you can only do it once.
No, so I'm saying, like, if that's their first time.
Yeah.
So what if, like, 3 months from now, they're like, all right, I'm going to try the 7 days.
Yeah, yeah. It'll always be open for them to try.
Okay. Well, I didn't understand that part.
Yeah,
so, okay,
it's a permanent feature.
I'm glad I understand what we're offering people.
Hey, man, it's show week. We don't expect you to be, you know, on top of absolutely everything. We just want you to be on top of the show. Bring the heat when it comes to the House of Blue shows, the hometown show.
Okay, I'm trying to get my lighting right as we're already recording. What is on the agenda, man? What are we talking about today?
So we got a ton of questions in the Discord, which we might get to one or two for the public episode. But I wanted to ask you about all the Trump news, man. I wanted to ask you your thoughts on what's going down and what went down yesterday at this point in Miami, and just your overall thoughts of how this either helps or hurts Trump, the 2024 bid, and the whole fan base behind him.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I think it helps him. Like, he's having to go through the fire, man. He's having to, like, the most persecuted president in history, man. Like, they trying to, like, railroad him off of some they're trying to make it sound like, oh, it's espionage and all this other stuff. They trying to, like, you know, hit him with the book off of something that they're trying to make it sound. That's their whole playbook. They want to make it sound like something that's, like, really, really bad. They want to make it sound like he was literally meeting with other countries saying, hey, man, I got this paperwork. They want to make it sound like he did everything Hunter and them was doing.
Yeah.
Collecting bribes, collecting money, getting put on the board of Burisma, and just getting money from all these countries who are cashing in. These other countries that paid that family, you know what I'm saying, the Brandon family, they getting a return on investment, bro, because they getting, like, policy. They could literally fly a whole spy balloon. They could literally have a whole spy base in Cuba, you know what I'm saying, doing God knows what, and they just play dumb. It's one of those things, man, like everything that's happened to Trumpitas, it's like he's having to go through it in order for everybody to see and witness how these people will stop at nothing, how he's just, like, public enemy number one. You get to see how the media works. You get to see how, you know, the judicial system, how they've weaponized politics and the DOJ and everything else. They turn a blind eye to everything else that everybody else does. You know, these war criminals, they've done some horrendous things. All these other folks, everything from, you know, Hillary and her servers, Don't get triggered, y'all. This the Wednesday episode. But unfortunately, man, a lot of Raza still don't really peep game. They're still stuck in the matrix, I guess, because this morning, Marisol and I, we recorded a Cafecito Time, and we went live on TikTok. And TikTok is a cesspool of just like of like fools gone wilders, where they're just like, you know, Trump 2024 for prison, and what's up with your papi Trump, and look at this vendido, he's a culture vulture. This is like the script that was issued to them. You for years you used the culture to profit, and now you turn your back on your people. It's like, if y'all haven't been paying attention, the only people Brandon care about are his oligarch buddies. You know what I'm saying? How they could be crooked, how they could tax you, how they could ban your stove, how they want to force you to have an electric vehicle. You know what I mean? They try to take your rights away, marginalize the American citizen. Meanwhile, if a foreigner trespasser walks in, they get hooked up with hotel room, cell phone, money, free ride. You can go right now. If you are illegal, bro, if you just trespassed on in, you can go to Minneapolis, bro. They're going to get you free college on taxpayer money. These people that are on TikTok, like, they haven't gotten the memo. Like, they still think Brandon is doing so much for La Raza. Brandon's for La Raza. Brandon's going to help the people. He was the right choice. Everything's good. Anything bad, he inherited from Trompitas. And meanwhile, they not realizing, like, bro, they doing everything for the TQI plus, you know what I'm talking about, that community.
So help me work through this, because I've been thinking.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Thinking about this for a long time, and I think about it every week as things like intensify in the news and just in the culture war, as they call it. And that word's been so overly used over the last like 10 years, honestly, that I almost hate saying it. But it is, in my opinion, the most important topic when it comes to modern day America and America in general, because the culture of the United States is what propels it in a certain direction. It's either going to go this way or it's going to go that way. It might kind of like sway more sort of the middle from time to time, but it's going to be to one extreme or the other. And I hate to use the word extreme, but you have to course correct right now, in my opinion, so fiercely in the other direction to even hope to ever get back to some sort of center, right? So for all the cesspool Raza that you're talking about on TikTok, it makes me want to get like Macho Man Randy Savage angry, like just be turned red in the face and yell at them and yell out into the ether for the things that they say, but it's useless. How do we better frame it to where they understand that, listen, you don't have to agree with what we're saying on here, but you are being literally and genuinely lied to by Jake Tapper, by Maddow, by anybody, Morning Joe, on it. You know, all these people are literally, they're not stupid. They're actually very intelligent. That's why they're being purposely deceitful to you every single day. Radio, TV, whatever, ads, you know, commercials, they're purposely being lied to.
So your question is, how do you make these people snap out of it?
How can you at least make them see, like, you don't have to agree with me, but maybe you can at least say, hey, you see that they're lying. They're just flat out lying. Like Gavin Newsom on Hannity, right? I see people praising him like, that's how it's done. Gavin Newsom did a great job. He destroyed Hannity, which in all fairness, Hannity didn't take control of that interview whatsoever, but he could have pushed back. He could have made him, basically, he could have just fact-checked all the things, but they don't do any of that. They don't fact-check any of the stuff on the fly the way that Independent Show can. So if you go down the list, whether it's how the GDP, the amount of jobs growth, the amount of people, you know, coming versus leaving, he just lied. But people watch it and they're like, oh, Gavin Newsom killed it. With what? With lies?
I mean, all you got to do is walk around San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, people have an amnesia. Like, they forget that You know, he kept his winery open. He was at the French Laundry, posted up, chilling. You know what I'm saying? Drinking up Buku wine. But to answer your question, bro, like, I literally, like, I'm getting so disciplined about, like, not even wasting my breath.
Yeah.
Like, not even trying to waste a brain cell. I'm just to the point where it's like, okay, cool, bro. 2024, go vote however you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Vote for Newsom if you want. And you're not going to bully me into you're not persuading me in any way. Like, we already know they got 17 recordings of this crime family doing what they've been doing. This old ass racist ass man been in politics for about 50 years and just a corrupt career politician. You're not going to convince me that I somehow made a mistake and I should have voted for him. So we ain't really got nothing to talk about. So either you can come buy a ticket, get these jokes, or just stay over there and do what you want to do. Go believe Fools Gone Wild. I don't care. I'm not really going to waste my breath. Like, no les ganas.
No les ganas.
No les vas a ganar. They're set in their ways. And then all the people you mentioned, like Jake Tapper, Rachel Maddow, a lot of them TikTok fools, honestly, they probably don't even know who that is. They'll probably be like, who the hell is Rachel Maddow? And a lot of times, too, they're like, oh, yeah, forget Brandon, too, fool. We're not even talking about him. Like, you know, we're talking about how you're a culture vulture and you're vendido and you sold out your gente. And it's like, bro, we're at war again. You know what I'm saying? Like I look at it like this. We're already under attack.
Yeah. Oh, we've been under attack.
Some people just. Yeah. And not to mention, like, there's so many different ways to frame it. Like, even just like you mentioned culture war. But like some of the stuff that's happening, bro, like you have to start kind of like trying to kind of change the lens. Like, all right, I hear people saying spiritual warfare. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and see if I can view it through that filter and see if it checks out. Because I never used to be one of those people that would be like, bro, you telling me there's like people really got demons in them? Like, I was never one of those people that's like, really, bro, you really telling me like there's real deal demons on this earth, like possessing people. And now it's like to various degrees, you could look at it like there's pride, there's prideful people, there's envy, you know, como se dice rencor, like how do you say like grudges?
Yeah.
People hold grudges. There's all those, I guess you could call them sins, and it may not be like a demon literally, but people really out here doing some like brujeria type stuff. And I'll give you an example, bro. Like we had an interview because Penny's on a waiting list for I guess you could say it's like a private church school type of situation, right? And the lady was telling us straight up, like towards the beginning of the meeting, was like, oh, by the way, like, let me not waste y'all's time. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was basically breaking it down, you know, we believe marriage is between a man and a woman. You know what I mean? She's like, we're not going to teach them. We're not going to sit up here and teach them horoscope, numerology, Mercury retrograde. Like, we're not going to let them have Harry Potter wands. Like, I'm exaggerating on some of this stuff. Like, I'm being funny. But I'm like, oh, yeah, no, we good. We're still on board. Keep going. And the lady would say, too, she's like, everything, the way we address everything, the way we approach everything is like, what does scripture say? Like, well, according to scripture, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to take it back to the playbook. Otherwise, you know, otherwise you're kind of like willy nilly and you're letting your kids participate in this Megan Fox spirit cooking brujeria witchcraft. Like, at some point you got to draw a line and really peep game. Like, you got to protect. I guess maybe people listening right now, they're probably picturing like, oh, here come Chingo with the sage. You know, it's like, doesn't he believe in Ojo? Like, he ain't ever rubbed one of his kids like with the huevo, like Sana Sana Colita Rana, like our father. Cause you know, cause they're crying, they got a fever, they won't stop. Somebody, you know, stared at them, now they got Ojo. You know, that I probably make an exception, you know. I probably still believe in Ojo. But like, I don't even know how I got on this. Oh, I think we were talking about culture war and everything else.
Yeah.
But like the spiritual warfare part, like some of the ritualistic things that they're making these kids do, like, for example, the school that was having a kind of forcing the kids get a huevo. They got to participate in Pride Day or the Pride Month. And a huevo, y'all all got to rock rainbows today. Like, don't forget your rainbow tomorrow. You better wear a rainbow like it's St. Patrick's. So either you could look at it like, when they make these kids be like, oh, are you coming out? This is, oh, okay, you're so brave. Everybody come, you know, it's a come out party. Okay, that's almost like a ritual. Or like, hey, my pronouns are, what are your pronouns? Okay, that sounds like a ritual. You know, you forcing everybody to play this little game, and you might as well sit in a pentagram. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like Indian style, crisscross applesauce.
Yeah. At what point do you draw a line and be like, nah, cuh? Like, even with my sister-in-law, she's a big fan of, like Harry Potter, and she'll still go to Disney and she'll come back with like, oh, you know, I got this wand. It's a Harry Potter wand and da 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 da. And I'll be like, man, please don't bring. I'm like, I almost put it in the same category as a Ouija board. Would you let your twins play with a Ouija board?
Not with a Ouija board, but definitely Harry Potter.
So you're okay letting them play with wands?
Yeah. I mean, Dawn's a huge, she read all the novels. She loves those books. They have the Lego games. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not judging. I love your point of view.
And I'm not judging you either. I'm not judging you like, oh, you're a bad father for letting your kids have an imagination. Like I think it's one of those things where it's like, man, really 99% of the time, ain't nothing gonna happen if you let them play with a fake wand. Yeah. Like it's not gonna really work. But however, the point I'm trying to make is to a certain degree. Like for example, Ouija board. Okay, let's at least draw the line. Like,
sure.
Like Chingo, it's just a board with some letters, and you just ask it questions, and you got. It's like, nah, bro. You kind of might be summoning some shit. Like for example, they got that big. What is it? Hadron Collider.
The Hadron Collider. Yeah, at CERN.
Hadron. It's in like Geneva, Switzerland,
yeah,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The large Hadron Collider.
Okay, now I understand what they're trying to do, but at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if y'all opening up portals over there. And I saw Sam Tripoli posted this sculpture in Detroit where it's like this crazy circle thing, and there's like this map, and there's like these little like stone figures laid out in a certain way. And it's like, bro, that look like witchcraft. So I say that to say this. There's a movie called Nefarious where I've heard about it. I've seen the trailer. It looks spooky. That's why Marisol doesn't want to watch it at night. She's like, I watch it in the daytime. But she grew up seeing her parents go pray for people, like doing exorcisms. Mm-hmm. Like somebody might say, well, maybe they're having like a manic attack and maybe their voice changed and they were just, it's a psychotic thing. Maybe they needed to be in a mental institute and maybe there's a scientific explanation and maybe prayer, you know, maybe that's very woo-woo. Like, you know, some people don't believe in that. But that's why she's so scared to watch Nefarious, because, you know, she's like, yo, I really did see people possessed with demons. Like they literally were like she tells this one story of the man spit in her dad's face and said, like, your God, like tu Dios no puede con el mío type of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, okay, you might have a scientific explanation as to like what happened in the brain, like some trauma mixed with an injury, mixed with maybe he had a growth happening, mixed with whatever. You could try and explain it, but it's like, it's like I want to watch that movie Nefarious because they say there's a part where the man who's in prison that's possessed, he talks to the I don't know what that guy is, a lawyer or somebody in there going in to talk to him. It starts to get in his head. It starts to explain to him how demons have people doing the bidding for them. Mm-hmm. And there's some dark arts out there, bro. Like, I mean, a lot of this stuff that you would hear about that sounds conspiratorial, like, yeah, bro, like a lot of these elite leaders, they really putting stuff in the water. Like they really trying to plot, like they don't want you to be sovereign. Like the American middle class and the Constitution and the Second Amendment stand in the way of them just straight bulldozing and doing this whole global situation. Now, could that be considered evil? I would say yes. I would say that's very nefarious. if you putting stuff in the sky and you putting stuff in the water and you putting stuff in the food and you putting stuff in the medicines. That cabrón.
Dude, that was such a beautiful rant. Like that entire, I'm going to start making longer segments of the podcast. Like instead of making these clips that the social media has made us believe that's the only thing that'll help your shit grow, I'm going to make like 5 to 10 minute clips of rants like that. Like that was 4 minutes of like people should watch that particular rant. But I'm going to piggyback off of that because look, if you, let everybody listening, let's go for, which by the way, the podcast numbers have been growing over the last 2 weeks, which is fantastic. I don't want to say because it's the boys are back in town, you and me are riffing and raffing again, but it's good to see. Go sign up for the newsletter, chinglebling.com. It helps everything. You get shows info. You get shows info on the podcast, on everything else, merch, coffee, beard oil, which if you don't have it, it's going to be up online soon so they can buy it. Right, Chingo?
Yes, sir. Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff coming, man. We even got these pins. I'll have them at the show. Like if you rock fitted hats like Rob, that's the new trend, man. All the young kids, they putting these on their hats. So
badass.
I was at a fitted fest where like everybody's walking around. People have booths, like they're like exclusive releases. It's like what the sneaker game was 3, 4, or 5 years ago. It's all about the fitted hats, custom designs, new era, rare releases, people slanging pins and the other little metal hooks you put right here. It was ridiculous, man. I was like the oldest person there.
That's pretty cool. Well, look, to piggyback off what you were saying. Okay, so Deem, I've heard Soul tell some of these stories too. Not particularly that one, but the demons, the good versus bad, the evil in the world. I look at it this way. Let's all go for this ride. If you have taken any like large dose of Mother Earth mushrooms, you know that you can experience a pretty crazy experience. So when I see people like maybe that example of the person that was being, spitting in was it Soul's dad, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you could see like maybe physically like a demon talking to you, like whatever that is. You can take something that's of this earth, meaning a plant, you know, a mushroom of sorts, that'll alter your consciousness, it'll alter your experience on life, it'll make you see different things, it'll make you feel different things. So I feel like there are things that people could consume to make you go the other way. Because typically when you do mushrooms, it's like a very enlightening experience, it's good, it's positive. You could have a bad trip, right? But for the most part, they're pretty positive. Now think of the other things that we consume on this planet. All this bad social media, all this bad, you know, cultural nonsense, the news. You could consume more of those things to also alter your consciousness and alter the way you see things. And so the demons that we may call could be an actual demon from another dimension or another whatever, or it could be you're consuming enough of the really bad, low vibrational nonsense this world has to offer that it turns you into one of these demonic characters.
Yeah, exactly. So, for example, there might be somebody from the south side of Chicago, no offense. Most of them are very good people. but imagine if somebody is like a nihilistic, like godless, violent criminal who, like, unfortunately, maybe had a rough upbringing, maybe didn't have a father figure, just whatever environmental things we can attribute to. Like, they listen to low vibration rap music that's just like murder, murder, kill, kill, and it sound good, and the 808s and the beats, and next thing you know, it starts to seep into your subconscious, and you start to, like, just, for whatever reason, we could try and make excuses like, oh, well, you know, there's poverty and people have different stressors. And in certain communities, you know, therapy is frowned upon and mental health. And you could try to come up with all these excuses. But at the end of the day, the culmination of, like you said, low vibrations, negativity, culture, nihilism, not valuing life. You know what I'm saying? No big homies. In a way, when that person's walking around like angry, mad, ready to see who they're going to shoot, kill, rob. Like, I'm going to rob somebody. And if they resist, you know what I'm saying? It's a wrap. When they're in that mode, you could argue like, hey, wait, like you're kind of low key possessed, bro. Like you low key got this demon in you. And you know, it's almost like you need like the right granny to pray on you, like pray for you at the right moment to soften your heart, touch your heart, and to like free you of the shackles of that demon. You see what I'm saying? So
absolutely.
So someone could try and picture it like, oh man, here come Chingo. He think it's really a dude. Like when people say, oh man, they sold their soul, or like don't sell your soul, or and stuff like that. You know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories about famous people. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a guy with a red, you know, red tail, red horns. It could be a slick talking dude in a suit that took you for a ride in a Bentley and sold you a dream, and you know, and just inched little by little encroached to where you start to compromise your morality. So in a way, you could argue like that dude is a demonic force. Or if you start hanging with the wrong crowd and they want to get you involved in like bank robberies or something, it's like, hey man, them fools are. I mean, you could say like they borderline possess, they demonic. And if you go into a situation vulnerable and I guess dare I say weak, and you know you don't have your protection, you could little by little slip into the darkness where you like, oh man, that's just the homie. Like, man, he don't really seem like a good influence. Oh, well, he's just going to this place and there's gonna be some other homies. And well, there were some activities, but I don't think I'm gonna participate this time. You know what I'm saying? So you know, that's just how I've been kind of looking at things.
No, you're absolutely right. I love the way you, I've said this forever, man. I love the way you bring
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Break stuff down, and I can't wait for the time when there's a larger number of people who are willing to just open their minds to the things you've said over the last couple of years, and going forward pursue this. We talk about personal responsibility all the time, but to kind of go along with that, like personal excellence to a degree, right? Like you don't need to, you can't really, there's not a perfect picture you paint. Like the way you say it, like there's nobody, you know, more perfect than Jesus Christ or God or however you want to phrase that from a religious side, right? But when you're walking through this life, you should want to try to get to whatever your personal excellence is. So in this case, it's like, okay, I'm 33 or I'm 23 or I'm 25, right? Or I'm 18, I just graduated high school. Can I at least take some time out of my day to like look at what the next 5 to 10 years look like when it comes to the environment I'm in, the environment I want to be in, the culture that I'm consuming, the culture that I want to consume in 10 years or 5 years, and then just like ask more questions. Like people are so easy to just go along with what's given to them and they ask no questions, which is crazy because Mexicans or, you know, Hispanics in general, you're raised in an environment where it's typically very religious. You know, there's a lot of values and morals that are very like, it's put onto you at an early age. Like, so it kind of blows my mind how so many younger Latinos are just so easily, you know, going with what the left says or go anything anti-traditional, I guess we could call it, than maybe 15, 20 years ago.
Well, think about it, man. If, you know, your upbringing and your, I guess your parents and your grandma and those traditions and that culture and everything, it's up against a lot. Once you turn your kids over to these government schools, aka public schools, boom, the indoctrination kind of begins. You know, you sit them in front of the TV, they're hearing music, and little by little, just the culture of like, oh no, abortion's not bad. It's pro-choice. It's her body, her choice. And all of a sudden, now you down with, now somehow you've been assigned an opinion and you don't even know, but you're like, okay with people murdering babies. And it's like, and to back up a little bit, what you were saying about like, whether you're 33, 18, 23, like how do you take heed and be responsible and do the right thing? Dude, as I was going through my old footage that I was telling you I was editing from like back when I was just first trying to come up, trying to figure out, navigate life and show business and all this. And I just be like, damn, bro, why didn't nobody just, I probably wouldn't have listened. People probably tried. Like, I'm sure my big sisters and my parents tried to like say like, hey, you know, maybe you should slow down on this and that, or hey, be careful with X, Y, Z. And it kind of goes in one ear and out the other. Sometimes you got to be hard-headed and learn the hard way. But I'm like watching some of this footage and I'm just like, I'll frame it this way. If you see this footage where I'm at this jewelry store kiosk thing at this mall, and they're pulling out earrings and grills and all this. And I got like a little stack of money that I'm about to just hand over for whatever it is that's shiny, whatever it is going to fulfill what's I feel is missing at the time. So that particular example was like, bro, if maybe things had played out a little bit different to where when you arrived at that point, you could have been approaching life differently. So in other words, what were you feeling at the time? What were you missing? What did you think that jewelry was going to fulfill? Like, what did you think that was going to do? Was that going to get you more love and respect? Was that going to get you more attention? Was that going to make you feel more like you're worthy and you're like a real rapper and you're going to show them that, you know, I really am selling tickets and I really can rap or whatever. Like, you know, I really do have fans. Let me show you. Oh, you got a chain. Let me go. And you just put little stacks of money and you handing it over so someone can prey upon. No offense, I'm not saying every jeweler and people that sell stuff to people like me got the split tongue. I'm not saying they're like demonic and they're preying upon people, but if you're a sucker and you're missing something, somebody's going to take advantage, whether that's a female with the right curves and the right areas where you just like, oh, I think she really likes me. Like, yay.
And all of a sudden, sas por detrás.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and now you're dealing with a whole bunch of different types of consequences of life. But my point is like, hindsight is 20/20. But the scenario I just painted to you, because I literally just saw myself like the Ghost of Christmas Future.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like watching, I'm just like, No, whoa, what are you doing? Hold on, man, I see 20s, huh? I'm like, no, what are you doing? Well, needless to say, the shit that I had bought, I lost soon thereafter. I left them on the dresser in the hotel room when I was going from city to city, show to show to show. And that money that I had spent that day and just forked over like a sucker was just almost like to numb the pain of, you're spinning your wheels. You're going city to city, show to show, but you're not fulfilled. So my point is if you go through life not really being self-aware and not really just being centered, and there's certain things that can maybe provide that. Like, I'd argue that, like, if I had found jujitsu earlier, everything's in God's time.
Sure.
Everything's in God's time. But if I had found jujitsu earlier, maybe I would have dealt with things on the mat and humbled myself and let my ego get bruised, like figuratively, to where I wouldn't have succumbed. You know what I mean? I'd have been a little bit wiser.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You know, you were saying too, like, you're not shooting shots at like the jewelers or the people that are providing the stuff, because what all they're doing is like, they're providing you what, again, to go back to the original topic, I guess, is what the culture is saying is what you need. So they're just somebody in the commerce game, right? They're providing you the thing that the market said you need to have to be in this game and prove your level of, you know, belonging, I guess. That's all they're doing. You're the ones coming in there saying, I want it. They're just giving it to you.
And not to mention what I paid, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm sure they factored in like, well, we get it for X amount, right? We're not going to give it to him for that price. We got to add some on for us and the rent and the light and whatever expenses they had, marketing. And they're probably like, oh, he a rapper. He probably want to pay more. So they put the sucker tax on top. Next thing you know, a fool and his money shall soon part. But you could look at it. It's almost like it could empower you to approach situations with the like who's being righteous and who could be taking advantage. Not saying that they're like, hey, Chingo, like, come here, you know, with the snake eyes, like hypnotizing you as you fork over all this hard earned money.
Yeah. It's a crazy world, man. We have like 5 minutes on the public episode, so I want to ask you a question that's related to kind of what's going on in the world culturally and whatnot, and we got a lot of other ones to get to for the premium episodes, so sign up if you have not, patreon.com/redpilltamales. You know, the Gallup did a poll, and everything we've talked about, it would sound like, oh, it's so doom and gloom, but in my opinion, and it's been this opinion for a long time, the media tries so hard to be so loud about these topics that you think that it's doom and gloom, but really they're just force feeding it to you all the time from every angle. Meanwhile, if you go outside, maybe you actually, you know, interact with your community, you're like, I don't really think a lot of these people would vibe with what I'm seeing on TV. So Gallup did this poll. More say that birth gender should dictate sports participation, basically saying that people are going in the other way. They're not vibing with this let dudes in girls sports. It should be girls, you know, go against girls, and guys obviously go against guys. So what do you think about that? Americans are saying now in summer of 2023, that they're not with this let boys or let whoever they identify as play with the girls.
Shit, I'm gonna say this, bro. Can you guys, everybody listening right now, hearing the sound of my voice, can you fathom the amount of brainwashing required to get someone to the point where they can be down with, like, you know, that's a biological dude, and he's wanting to swim against or play basketball against or MMA fight against biological females. Like, how are you believing that, like, well, men can get pregnant and some men have periods and, like, you know, it's totally fine because they identify as a female. Therefore, they could come slam dunk on somebody, you know, and it's like the amount of indoctrination, like how much you have to inch and encroach so that people can stop believing their eyes and let all common sense, you know, and especially like what I said earlier about the interview with the church school. It's like, we gotta, like homegirl says, she was like, you know, we go back to what does scripture say, you know what I mean? So if you look at it, it's like if the Bible is your playbook, you're gonna avoid a lot of these pitfalls, because it's gonna be, for example, oh, God already decided long before this person was even born what gender or sex they were going to be. You know what I mean? Like, and you could look at it as like XX chromosome or XY, right? That's how God designed us. But it's just amazing to me the power that, you know, propaganda, media, government, where they, it's like they're not even having to bully people into going along with something. You know what I mean? Like, so many people are just believing it. Like, they don't understand. They just think that it's about virtue signaling. And it's a, like, for example, they interviewed kids at this like pride parade, and they're asking them like, oh, well, what does pride mean to you? And they're just like, oh, everyone should celebrate pride, because pride means you're, you know, you're special and you're different and you're kind and you're loving. And it's like all the kids saying these things are like, and you're inclusive. And they're just kind of regurgitating things that, like, sound nice, because, you know, we've been taught to be polite, you know, from the time we're little. It's like, you don't want to be a meanie, you know, you don't want to, like, be rude to others because they're different. It's like, of course, well, yeah, you don't want to be mean to people just because they're different. And it's like, but that's being weaponized and used to normalize a whole bunch of stuff that ain't really cool if you just kind of peep it from, like, like, if you're just an alien or you're just arrived on a time machine, like, hold on, why are there kids? What's that man doing? Why are they on the bike like that? Why? What is that? What are they throwing at? Wait, they got that sitting on that table at that booth at this gathering, and there's kid. Wait, what kind of parent? What was that mother thinking bringing her child? Why are they dressing their sons like that? Like, did you see the one with the Muslim kids stomping on them flags?
No, I have another one pulled up with some middle schoolers. But which one are you talking about? What are they doing?
This was some little bitty kids, and they were like kind of like protesting, and I think they were like Muslim, and they were with their Muslim parents, and they were just like, bro, this haram. This don't even like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Like, well, so I want to get into some of those kids, some of those examples. I'll play some videos for the premium episodes, but I do want to go out on this video that goes back to the original topic of how they're not even being like, they're doing is just lying to you straight to your face. They're not stupid, but you'll see. I want you to give me, unless you've already seen it, which is even better, but let me play this video for you quick of press secretary. What's her name, KJP?
I forgot. Yeah, Karine Jean-Pierre.
Yeah, can you see that?
Yeah, KJP, Zen Master.
What would the president say to parents out there who have daughters, let's say from high school, for example, who are worried that their daughter may have to compete against a male, a person born male, and then and there could be directly in physical athletic competition and worry about their daughter's safety.
So look, what you're alluding to is basically saying that transgender kids are dangerous. It sounds like that's what you're saying. Well, you're saying that their safety is at risk. Yeah, but you're laying out a broad example or explanation of what could potentially happening. Okay. A broad example explanation that is dangerous. That is a dangerous thing to say. That essentially transgender kids we're talking about are dangerous. And so that's something that I have to call out. And that is irresponsible. I had just laid out how complicated this issue is. I had just laid out why it's complicated. And so anything that you have, any additional questions, I refer you to the Department of Education. I'm going to move on. I know there are other people. Go ahead, Tam.
So that was the opposite of broad, bro. That couldn't have been more specific.
Yeah, no, I would say that's a mischaracterization. And it was skillful on her part because, you know, from a debate standpoint, she totally like it's almost like homeboy was what homeboy probably could have said is like, don't you think not only are the trans kids victims of this rhetoric and ideology and how it's just being pushed upon them and they're just impressionable and they could be confused and going through a phase or whatever, not to mention how damaging it could be to other kids, like she said. I mean, the question was asked, what would you say to parents who have a female that are trying to compete in sports, and all of a sudden they got to go up against a boy? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, just quit jumping around it and just bust out the Bible on them boys. You'd be like, hey, man, on the playbook, this is what it say here. This right here in the playbook. How you going to be on the team? Y'all ain't brought the playbook. And just bust out the Bible on them because it's like, no les ganas. Because as you saw, she slipped the whole thing and said, I'm going to have to refer you to the Department of Education. And we got a whole lot. I just laid out how complicated this whole thing is. It's complicated because y'all pushing it. It's complicated because surgeons, hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, big pharma, they're all going to profit. Not to mention how divisive it is. Almost as a, like for example, yesterday we took the girls out for ice cream, and at the Lululemon next door to the ice cream place, it was draped up and dripped out with a whole bunch of flags, and it was just like, oh my god, it's like, geez, oh wow, damn, okay, do y'all sell clothes? Like, oh, whoa, it's a lot happening over there. Like, there's a park right across the street. Like bro, y'all is. This is what I told my wife. I said, boy, I bet black folk right now, like, we ain't ever got a flag. they ain't give us a flag. When they gonna put our flag up? Like, if you look at it from a standpoint of, like, groups of people, some would argue it's like identity politics and things like that. But, like, other groups of people who have had a plight and who have been marginalized or have gone through some things or could argue that, hey, we've had a rougher ride to arrive at this point than whatever conglomerate. Y'all trying to bunch everybody together. They said, man, get the lesbians, the this, the that, the I, the Q, the plus. I don't even know what the I stands for. I guess it's intersex, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's an A, LGBTQIA, the A. I don't know, was that asexual? I don't even know what that is. And then there's a plus. What's the plus? Like, it's already so long. It's like two spirit, lesbian, bi, gay, this, I, A, and there's a plus.
Doesn't the B in there? So go ahead.
Yeah, I guess the B is bisexual, I guess.
Doesn't that in itself kind of just negate everything that follows the B?
Not according to them, bro, because for one, I don't know what the plus is. You know what I'm saying? Like I think intersex means like, what do you call that? Like hermaphrodite. That's a word my wife can't say, but they're having to bunch together all these minute segments of the population, like minorities, like put them all together, not only to have political force, like all these fingers come together, boom, now you got political force. Now you can make radical changes. The whole debate is just so goofy because if people really look at the facts, it's like, it never ends well. You know, one side is saying, bro, that's child mutilation. Y'all are butchering these kids. There's no reason why, like, an 11-year-old girl need to get everything chopped off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason why y'all gotta put puberty blockers and chemically castrate little boys. And we're saying a whole bunch of stuff that probably can't even go on half of these websites. That alone should be a red flag. Like, big tech is in on it too. What meeting was had to where all of a sudden, obviously they've been plotting all this for a couple years, like in the midst of pandemics and lockdowns and George Floyd and everything else, these folks are getting ready. Like, how are we going to make target? Like, I can already hear the meeting. Like, in order to really get this point across, we're going to really need American brands and corporations. Everybody write up a list, go around the room. People like Harley Davidson, Bud Light, Lululemon, MLB. Can we get the baseball teams? Yeah, they're just writing them down. Yeah, NBA. You think the NBA going to let us put? Make the athletes rock a flag. What about schools? Oh, that's easy. That's the easiest one. Teachers unions, they all in. Because them kids that were rebelling against the mandatory Pride Day, when they were saying, my pronouns are USA, and refusing to wear those colors, the teachers, bro, they characterized it as this form of bigotry and intolerance will not be tolerated, and this type of bigotry starts at home, and now they're starting attacking the parents, and it's like, man, where has common sense gone? How is this so ESG, DEI, corporate woke score, in cohesion, all on the same page at once, all of a sudden they just got new science? Like, oh no, yeah, Bud Light, they gotta do, oh yeah, Lululemon, all y'all, yeah, this a Target. Like they said, in order for us to really drive the point home, it has to be in the culture, it has to be everywhere. We have to get Target and Starbucks involved. Like, if Target ain't down with it, it's going to be very difficult, because, you know, Walmart probably might not jump on it. We're going to need as many things in the culture, in the marketplace, to go along with it, so people can be like, oh yeah, I guess it's the new normal. We all got the pobrecitos, déjalos. You gotta, it's like, okay, it's one thing to let, like for example, like obviously if you go based on like the Bible, you know what I'm saying? They probably don't want, you know, two dudes using a surrogate provided by the state. Like, California is going to provide surrogates. Right.
Really? We
might talk about that on the premium.
Oh, episode, perfect. But. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because that one will for sure probably raise some flags on some of these big tech platforms. So, look, I'll leave you guys with this. It's super important that, like, in order to combat a lot of the things we're talking about, it takes the people. It takes you people listening. So, even though it's not millions, it's definitely thousands of you. So, if you support the show directly, you go to RPT's Patreon, patreon.com/redpillthemullahs. You can let us grow the show and then grow our reach so that people who have businesses or trying to start businesses are trying to work on essentially a parallel economy. I know that's already a thing, right? That's already a platform where you can go do your commerce if you don't want to use the big tech platforms. But all in all, like, your city, your state, your little community, it takes you, because it's going to happen again. It's going to take you the next time that they push for you to push back. So it's like, oh, my $5 or $10 is going to do that with RPT. In a sense, yes, because we want to be able to amplify those voices as well, meaning your voice, the people you know, get people on the show, and then just extend the reach out to them so that come 2024, bro, it sounds exaggerated. If we thought what 2020 was chaotic, just wait till 2024.
Yeah, and I'm going to echo everything you said. Like, you really can make an impact by just showing love and supporting us, because otherwise, I'm stuck at a crossroad where I'm like, why don't I just shut up, mind my business, and go on about my business, and just be like, this time could be you. Not, I don't want to go all negative, but it's almost like opportunity cost. It's like, if people don't support, and you get attacked by people who don't want to take heed to some good game, you're like, I might as well just play dumb, shut my mouth, and focus on how I could grow my other projects. Like, let me just get in the studio. Let me just make music. Like, you know, people still listen to that. People still ask for music. They still tune in. Or let me just go do a podcast about something else. And let me just not even address these subjects, because, you know, you don't want to get to the point where you're like, obviously, my fans don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, 2 days from today, where can people catch you?
Pull up on me, man. H-Town, House of Blues, this Friday, House of Blues. We got Eddie Bravo opening up. We got the hilarious Bryson Brown. We got a Texas Best Kept Secret, Javi Luna. It's going to be a star-studded event. It's going to be a packed house at the House of Blues. Last night in jiu-jitsu class, my professor announced it to the whole class at the end after we're done choking each other.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, don't forget, man, Pete, you know, Chingo Bling, he's a comedian. He got a show. He got Eddie Bravo opening up. Y'all go check him out. And I'm just like, oh, it's going down. They put up a poster and everything.
That's
so
dope.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Cool. Well, and on that note, then we'll see everybody on the premium episodes.
Premium episodes, Thursday, Friday. Pull up.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.